I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Welcome to the best podcast in all of podcasting, videoing, and writing that has ever existed in the history of humanity. This is the show that teaches you the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work. Confidence of putting yourself out there boldly, often enough that people start to know who you are, and the mental toughness to continue to show up, to continue to put yourself out there, even if and when the success is yet to show up to meet you. We're going to throw a whole bunch of personal initiative on top of all of that mixture to make sure you go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. This show is called Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and today's topic is how do you reach out? We're talking outreach today. We're talking selling yourself today. We're talking networking. We're talking creating contacts, making friends, going and getting someone else to know who you are and why you're valuable and why they should give a damn. That's what we're talking about here today. How to reach out to someone who does not need you. How do you reach out to someone who has more status than you, bigger than you, more fans than you, more business than you, more money than you? They got more going on than you have going on, but you want to reach out to this person to get some type of response, some type of help. There's something that this person has that you want. How do you reach out to that person and get what it is that you want to get? How do you do that? That's what we're going to talk about here in today's episode. A person who doesn't need to speak to you, a person who could completely ignore you and they won't lose anything from doing it. How do you get this person to give a damn about you, to respond to you, to do more than just respond? Now, if you send someone an email or a tweet and they reply to you, that doesn't take too much effort or energy. But I'm saying getting somebody's effort or energy, maybe getting a little bit of somebody's time, maybe getting some of their expertise, maybe getting them to do something for you that they could very easily say no to, but they do it anyway. How do you reach out to someone who doesn't need you and get them to do what you want them to do? There's a skill to this. There's an art to it. And I'm going to tell you exactly what it is here in today's episode. There may be some hard pills for some people to swallow here today, but you need to swallow these pills in order to get the medicine. Point number one, you reaching out to someone who's bigger than you, who does not need you. Here's the first thing you must do. Do your research. Do your research. Someone may be saying, well, Dre, you said you don't need more information. You don't need to be a professional information gatherer. You said if things are not working, that doesn't mean you need more information. You probably need more action. Yes, I did say all of those things. And I also said you got to know the difference between wisdom and knowledge. Knowledge is things that you know. Wisdom is knowing when to apply what knowledge based on the situation. This situation, you got to do your research. When you're reaching out to someone who is bigger than you, who does not need you, do your research up front, because there is nothing worse than you asking someone a question that you could have easily got the answer to by searching their website or their YouTube channel or following them on Twitter or whatever it is, whatever way you could get to this person. I get people who come to me and ask me questions that are easily findable if they would just go to the DreAllDay.com podcast page to see what I talked about on my podcast, or go to my YouTube channel and search it, or go to my website and read it, or go get buy a game and get it for free, download the PDF and just read the damn book. But then they ask me questions that are already covered in those places. See, I don't take those people seriously. I don't take those people seriously. They haven't done any research before they reached out to me. So no matter what I say to them, they're going to have more questions and want more information. And if I give them positive reinforcement, the positive reinforcement of responding to their dumbass question or dumb inquiry, all I'm doing is encouraging them to do it again. So if you ever wrote to me and I didn't write back, that's probably the reason why. Do your research. There's nothing worse than asking someone something that is already covered if you would have easily done some research on that person. Okay, don't ask something that has already been addressed by that person. It just shows that you're not serious. It shows that you haven't put any time into this. And if you show somebody who is bigger than you, who does not need you, that you've put no time into them, how much time do you think they're going to put into you? Point number two. Here's something that is socially acceptable, I think is becoming less socially acceptable over time. I'm going to tell you what it is in a second. This is something that I've been offered this multiple times by different people in different places over the years. I have never, ever accepted it. But it's something that people say in a way that they feel like they are offering something, in a way that they feel you should say yes to. And some people, some professionals, some people who may be in that bigger person position, quote unquote, they accept this because they don't know how to say no. But this is something that you should never do. Never, ever, ever. Here's the thing. If you're talking to someone who is bigger than you, has more knowledge, expertise, or status than you, never offer that person coffee or lunch in exchange for their time or knowledge. I'm going to say that once more. And I'm going to explain this. This may come as a shock to some people. Never offer another person coffee or lunch in exchange for their time or knowledge. I'm going to tell you why. Okay, let's say someone is a consultant or they're an expert on some topic or they have some position at a company that you want to eventually get to. You want them to mentor you, give you some information, answer some questions of yours, or whatever the situation is. You contact that person and say, hey, I really like to sit down with you and ask you a few questions. It'll take 30 to 45 minutes of your time. Let's meet at Starbucks. I'll buy you coffee and we can have a conversation. First of all, that person whom you're asking for help, do you think 45 minutes of their time is equal to the price of that latte at Starbucks? Yeah, even the biggest one, what is it, the grande or the venti? I don't know which is which. I don't drink coffee. Is an hour of somebody's time equal to the price of a Starbucks coffee? Is it equal to the price of a lunch? Whatever you get the lunch from, doesn't even matter. Listen, I know my time's worth more than that. My time's worth more than an $8 cup of Starbucks or a $32 lunch. Listen, don't offer me lunch or offer me coffee. If you want me to sit down with you and give you some information, I see more value, and I'll speak from my perspective. I see more value in sitting down with someone and giving them something that can help them move forward. I'd rather do that just for the purpose of doing it, paying it forward, than I would for the purpose of getting a free coffee or a free lunch or a slice of pizza. Okay, so you don't even have to offer the food or the drink. Just say, hey, would you be willing to do this? And let that person say yes or no. Let that person ignore you if they're going to ignore you, but don't offer them coffee or lunch in exchange, because guess what? Their time and their knowledge and the time it took them to gather that knowledge, the time it took them to work to get themselves in a position to where you are coming to them and asking them for help is worth a whole lot more than anything you could buy at Starbucks or the pizza shop or the Olive Garden or wherever the hell you want to take them for lunch. It ain't no lunch that costs more than what somebody's time is worth and the time that they put in to get to the position that they're in. It ain't no lunch worth more than that. Okay, I don't care where the place is. Okay, you could take them to Prime 112. It still ain't enough. Don't offer people coffee or lunch in exchange for their time or knowledge. All right, don't be crazy. All right, if you're talking to a person who charges money for mentorship or coaching or consultation, you want a free mentorship session? You want a free coaching session? You want a free consultation in exchange for lunch? Are you kidding me? In exchange for some pizza or a Starbucks coffee? Are you kidding me? Don't be stupid. Don't do that. If you've been doing it, don't stop doing it. Okay, if you've been making that offer, stop making that offer. You got to get a little bit more creative if you want to offer them something in exchange. And then guess what? I'm going to tell you how to do that. Point number three, offer them something of value. And a value is not a coffee. A value is not food. All right, people, I think that person would eat even if you weren't around. Even if you never reached out to them, they will find a way to eat lunch that day. So offer them something of value. A genuine compliment that isn't just a surface compliment. Somebody saying, well, I love your videos or I listen to your podcast every single day. Listen, that's a compliment. Give them something a little bit deeper. Something that you would only know if you had dived deep into what that person did. That's a good one right there. Give someone a compliment. Tell someone something or ask someone a question that shows you had dived so deep into what they're doing, i.e. you've done your research so well that you're mentioning something that they know that the only way you know that is because you dive deep in. It's not something you could have picked up off the surface. I remember I posted a video on Instagram not too long ago, and I was actually sitting by the pool, and I had a towel wrapped around my shoulders, and I was saying something in the video, and someone left a comment and said, hey, Dre, I see that you like to run every day. How far did you go? Now, this person was making an assumption that I was running because I didn't have a shirt on. It looked like I was sweating, but I was actually sitting in a jacuzzi, which is why I didn't have a shirt on and I was sweating and I had a towel. So he was making an assumption and it was a very surface observation. This is the type of thing that you don't do. This is the type of thing that you don't, and the observation was incorrect. This is the type of thing you don't do. Okay, so that problem was just compounded. You got to dive deep into what a person talks about. You got to listen to what they're saying, listen to what they're not saying. Research as much as you can before you come to someone asking them something, offering them something, to make sure that you're giving them something that would matter to them, to make sure you're giving them something to let them know, that they know you've really done your research. If you haven't done your research yet, then you don't have anything to offer. You wouldn't even understand this point if you haven't done enough research on anybody who you're trying to reach out to. And if there ever comes a point that you're reaching out, you got to know this stuff. You got to know your stuff inside and outside. What did I talk about in the Pay Attention episode a couple days ago? Know everything that is going on around you. And if you want you want a relationship with a certain person to be that thing that's going on around you, then guess what? You got to do your research. You got to know what the hell is going on with that person. You got to know what the hell is going on in their orbit, what they care about, and how you can provide that person value. Not what they can do for you, but what you can do for them. The first thing you could do for another person is pay attention. Everybody understand how this stuff connects together? The first thing you can do for another person is pay attention, meaning know what they do, know what they have going on, know what questions they've already answered, know what issues they have already addressed, know how they respond to things like what you may be asking, and save them some time and don't ask if you know it's already been addressed. And if you don't know it's already been addressed, but you ask anyway, now you look like a fool, and now you may have ruined any chance of ever getting at that person. Actually, you probably didn't, because they're just going to dismiss you and discard you and ignore it and not even remember your name, even if you reach out to them again the next day. That's usually what's going to happen, but they may go search through their email for your address and see the dumb message you sent 3 weeks ago. Everybody following me here? Offer something of value to another person. Something of value could be a question. It could be an observation. It could be something that you see this person needs that you did not have to ask them because you did your research, you're paying attention, you noticed that they needed it without them having to say it, without you having to solicit it from them. Offer people something of value. What's of value to one person is not of value to another person. So again, if you pay attention, you do your research on a person, you can find out what they value, not what you value, not what you think they value. You can know what that person values if you're paying enough attention. Many people just don't have enough of an attention span, are not disciplined enough to do their research and pay attention to ever find this part out. But you who listens to this podcast, I think you are. Point number four. Don't make it all about you. Don't make it all about what you want or you need when you're reaching out to someone who's bigger than you, even though it is about you. Don't make it all about you. Because listen, everyone's tuned into the radio station WIIFM. What's in it for me? It's an immediate turnoff when I can tell all you care about is what I could do for you or what you can get out of a conversation with me or what that other person is immediately turned off if they know all you're talking about is what you can get out of them. All right. Nobody likes that. No matter how much they have, they're not, quote unquote, supposed to help you out just because. Just because they're in a higher position than you doesn't mean that they owe you anything. They work to get there. You work to get to where you are. They're where they're at. They're where you are at. They don't owe you anything just because they're there. So if you've ever used that argument with a person, don't do that. Or you sound foolish. And it's not going to work anyway. Has it ever worked? No. Usually you're using it after you've been turned down. So stop using it. And you probably won't be getting turned down so much if you didn't have it in your mind in the first place. Don't make it all about what you want or you need. It's an immediate turnoff. And remember, always remember this when you're reaching out to someone who is bigger than you, who has more status than you, who does not need you. They are not obligated to respond to you. They're not obligated to help you. They don't owe you a damn thing. So any moment that they give you, any second that they give you is charity. They're giving you something. You can't give it back to them. They don't need your time. You need their time. They don't need your knowledge. You want their knowledge. Always remember when you're reaching out to someone who's in a higher status than you that they don't have to be doing it. They're doing you a favor. Always keep that in mind. No one owes you. Just because someone's in a higher spot doesn't mean they owe you. If they decide to give to you, that's great. Be thankful and make sure you make use of it and apply what you've learned or they'll never talk to you again. I talked about that in the mentorship episode. But whatever it is that you do, whoever it is that you reach out to, understand that they don't owe you. Don't ever come to someone thinking that they owe you. They don't owe you. If they give to you, they give to you. Episode number 161, mentors. Why to have them and how to use them. Episode number 161. Make sure you go listen to that if you have not yet listened to episode number 161. The topic is mentoring. Let's recap today's points. How to reach out to someone who's bigger than you, to someone who does not need you, to someone with a higher status than you. Number one, Do your research. Know everything about that person. Anything they have shared publicly, know about it so that you're not asking them things that they have already covered. Because as soon as you start asking someone something that's already been covered in a public forum, they already know that you're not serious. And they've already tuned you out immediately. Even if that conversation lasts another 10 minutes, they've already tuned you out and forgotten about you before the conversation is over. So do your research. Number two, never offer someone coffee or lunch in exchange for their time or their knowledge. It took them way much more time and knowledge and expertise to get to where they are, to the point that you're asking them for their time, that you're asking them for their knowledge, than the value of a cup of coffee or a lunch that you can get from any restaurant in the world. Number three, offer people something of value. You go to someone who's bigger than you, offer them something of value. One thing of value you could offer to somebody is that you're paying complete attention to what they're doing. You are immersed in their world. That's one thing you can offer of value to another person. The worst thing you could do is ask them a dumbass question that shows you are only looking on the surface. You got to go a little bit deeper. If you don't do that, then you shouldn't be reaching out to people. Number four, don't make it all about what you want or what you need. Everyone's tuned into the station of what's in it for me. It's an immediate turnoff when it becomes clear that all you're looking for is what's in it for you, what you can get out of a situation. If you're not offering other people anything of value, it should be clear to you why now no one's offering you anything of value back. If you're not offering anything of value to other people, I don't care how low your status is, how new you are, how little you know, how few resources you have at your disposal, whatever excuses you want to make, if you're not offering people anything of value, then that should be perfectly clear to you now why no one is offering you anything of value. And remember that person you're reaching out to is not obligated to help you. They do not owe you anything. They're doing it out of the kindness of their heart because they want to pay it forward, or maybe they were just bored that day. They decided to talk to somebody, but whatever reason, it's not because they owe you. Always keep that in mind when you're reaching out to someone who does not have to do something for you. Work on your game. Dre all day. The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to dreallday.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's dreallday.com/audible. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.